Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet podcast, courtesy of comicbookmovie.com, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is Mr. Sunday. With me is my co-host, Nick Mason.
So you've made a new intro there.
I sort of winged it.
Well, all right. It's good. Good start. Informative.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to correct you.
Yes.
This isn't a podcast.
What?
This is family. It's family. We're family, everyone. We're all the listeners, us. We're family.
That's
family.
Family.
Fam.
Ali.
Family. I watched Fast and Furious 7. Can you
tell? Oh, did you?
Yeah, okay. Can you tell? Yeah. Watched it this week.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it later, I guess.
You've never meet about family.
Mm.
Now you are, though.
Oh, I can tell. I know all about family.
Well, good. We'll get into
and
that
one. Flipping cars. Yeah.
Like bloody flipping cars. Or you mean like flipping cars?
Yeah, flipping cars, mate.
All right, I don't know it. All right, well, let's get into the news then.
Okay, great.
Because that's what we do. Because I've already covered what we do.
Yeah.
I'm so good at this now.
We're really the best.
Episode possibly 79, possibly 80, who
Great.
Knows. David Duchovny was on some talk show sometime this week.
Yep, okay.
have I set the scene?
You boy, have you.
Anyway, he was talking the X-Files and the series Return of, how they're doing like 6 or 8 episodes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, this is going real well, isn't it? But he said he named a couple of characters in particular that are returning.
Krychek.
No.
Smoking Man.
Yes.
Didn't he die?
Yeah, exploded to dust.
Oh, yeah. Weird guy looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger. We did this last week.
No, but the two he said were Skinner.
Oh, yep.
Who's the, he runs the FBI or whatever. Sure. Or whatever branch Mulder's in.
He's probably retired now. He's real old.
Nah, he'd be right. He just looks old because he's bald. He's probably like 20.
Oh, yeah. Great.
And Smoking Man. The Smoking Man did explode at the end.
I'm almost certain he did. But
yeah.
But they could have cloned him.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
That was a thing they did in that show.
Yep.
And by a thing, I mean they did literally everything.
Like, yeah, they sure did.
If you could name a supernatural thing or a weird sci-fi kind of TV trope.
They did it.
They bloody did it.
Yeah, yes.
They worked that right into the ground. Did they do they did do time travel, didn't they? Because once they were on a boat, a cruise liner.
That's right, and time kept did time keep repeating?
Time kept being
Or they
strange.
Took the place of two time travelers or something.
Time.
Or people from the past.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah.
That wasn't very good from what I remember.
Hmm.
Anyway, look forward to that, Mason.
Great.
Whenever it comes
out.
You
know what I'm looking forward to?
Sure.
It's David Duchovny's book, Holy Cow, A Modern Day Dairy Tale, which is out.
Can you elaborate on that?
I was in a bookshop a few days ago.
You nerd.
I know. And there was a book and it said David Duchovny, Holy Cow, A Modern Day Dairy Tale. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. It'd be weird to be an author and people always confusing you for actor David Duchovny. But, and then I open and it's David Duchovny. He's written, it's like a novel.
Is it like anti-dairy?
I don't know, I didn't read it.
So what? You have no idea what this
no,
is about?
No, I think it seems to be some sort of Animal Farm, like, parable thing.
Now, I may be wrong, but there's already a book like that. It's called
Animal Farm.
Correct,
yeah. Is that right? Yeah.
Okay, so why does this happening a thing?
I don't know, and I asked a friend of mine who's a super big, like, Duchovny X-Files fan, and I said, what's the deal with this book? And she's like, what book? So I don't know what this is. Like, I don't know, why does it exist?
Does she love California?
Email in, everyone. weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
I don't want to know. Twitter Mason at Wikipedia Brown.
Okay, great.
I don't care about David Duchovny's milk book or whatever.
All right, fine.
Whatever it is.
All right. But I'm looking at it on Wikipedia. There's no link. Like, I can't click through.
Maybe it's about the death of the milkman and how there's no milkman anymore.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, so there's literally nothing.
No.
Well, we tried, didn't we?
We sure did, yeah. It's a real book, though.
Great. Is there a digital copy? There probably is.
There's probably a digital copy.
Great. Mm-hmm. Well, Ninja Turtles news, Mason. Exciting. Oh, yes. Ninja Turtle news. In addition to getting Bebop and Rocksteady in the sequel.
Yes.
Looks like we're getting Casey Jones, played by Stephen Amell.
That's right, from Arrow.
What
That's
do you think?
Pretty good, yeah.
I'm happy with that, yeah.
Does that feel like typecasting?
Yes.
Do you feel he's too clean cut to be Casey Jones?
Nah, he's fine.
Yeah.
Just rough him. His long hair. You've seen his island hair.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
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 And I think he'd be a good Casey Jones. Mm. He's probably... I'm surprised they didn't go younger, like teenager.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But
yeah,
I think
yeah.
they're like, Arrow's pretty popular, so we'll just do that.
Yeah, and I think... Yeah, that's true.
Mm.
They probably sort of have to age match with Megan Fox.
Oh, I guess, well, so. Right? You're right. Yeah. Who's 40 or 25?
It's impossible to say, isn't it? She seems nice. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But back in the day, they had Elias Koteas.
Who was great, yeah. actually. He was really good.
Yeah, yeah.
And he returned for Ninja Turtles 3. And in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, or TMNT,
oh,
from
yes.
2007, it was he was played by Chris Evans.
There you go.
Voiced by Chris Evans.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Chris Evans would be a good Casey Jones, though.
Nah, too old.
Not raggedy enough?
Not raggedy enough, thank you. Yes, yes.
Okay, cool. Well, I reckon Chris Evans and Stephen Amell are probably roughly the same age, like mid-30s, probably.
Yeah, I guess they could raggedy up Chris Evans. Yeah.
You saw Snowpiercer? How bloody raggedy was he?
I didn't see Snowpiercer.
You didn't
I
see
said
Snowpiercer?
I said I was going to, but I never got around to it.
I feel like you've said you've seen Snowpiercer before, and now you've gone back on that. Like you said it to be cool.
Seems plausible. Seems like something I would do. But you know what? I'm coming clean on everything. I haven't seen Snowpiercer. Again, I've never seen Top Gun. We had this conversation. It's fine.
When you say you have... Not a care. Okay, so...
More news.
So, Batman 66 has obviously been continuing in the comic books.
Correct.
Which I haven't read, but you've been reading it, or some of it.
I'm behind, but yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
It's super fun.
Cool, excellent.
I don't know, like... I'm of two minds. I kind of want them to introduce like Bane 66,
yeah.
et cetera. I don't know if they have or if they will.
Yeah.
But I kind of want to see.
Bane, Scarecrow.
Yep.
Who else?
What's Hush?
It? Hush, yeah.
Hush 66. How good would that be?
Who else would be real weird? Someone like Zazz?
Yeah, I was going to say Mr. Zazz 66. That would be very good.
What about Fish Mooney 66?
Great. Super great.
Okay, but in the tradition of continuing this, they're doing a 90-minute animated Batman 66 movie with the voices of Burt Ward and Adam West. They'll
Fantastic.
Be returning. So,
yeah.
You on board for that?
Oddly, they're going to switch roles.
That's strange, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You okay with that?
Yeah, fine.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why be typecast?
Thank you, yeah. They've had enough of being typecast. Yeah. That was their one demand.
I think I also saw Julie Newmar as well.
Okay.
Is returning.
She's still alive.
Yeah. Right. One of the Catwomen. Because there was a couple, I think there was three.
There was Eartha Kitt, Julie Newmar, and the third one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All iconic.
Oh, all so iconic. Yeah, great.
Yeah, that's terrific. It's weird how this went through such a period of time where people really hated on the 66 show.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's come full circle.
Yeah.
Which happens.
Well, I think we've mentioned before. I hated it as a kid. I'm like,
yeah.
Well,
I loved it as a kid.
I loved it as a kid, then like... You know,
then you denied loving it.
Yeah, I loved it as a kid, but then like I'd read the Batman comics and they got kind of darker, and Batman 89 was exactly as camp,
yeah.
but just looked darker. And I'm like, oh, this 60s one sucks or whatever. And I'm like, no, it's amazing.
Yeah,
so is. Dumb. Like those, you know, these two versions of Batman can exist because they're both inherently ridiculous.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. Yeah.
Mm.
We've all come around, haven't we?
Yes, we're the best.
Does that mean Batman's going to go more campy? In general?
Yes, I hope so.
I think they're going to get more comic booky. I hope they do. Just more like, I don't know, I want a big coin in his cave.
I thought he still had the big coin.
No, in the movie I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, I'd love a big coin. Yes. Yeah.
Big coin, big dinosaur, like old Robin
right,
costumes.
Because big coins and big fake dinosaurs exist in the real world.
Exactly,
so
they do.
There's no... In fact, I demand it. In Batman versus Superman, I demand a big coin and a big... dinosaur.
What was that big coin initially used for?
It
was
the Penny Plunder case.
Go on.
Something to do with Two-Face. I can't remember.
Was one side scratched?
Can't remember.
Did anyone get squashed under that coin? So if you turn it over, there's just like
no,
a squashed guy.
But at one point, Two-Face tied Batman and Robin to it.
About on the same side?
Same side, and then flipped it. And then they're like, well, all the weight's on this side, so we're going to be crushed to death. But then somebody reversed the polarity or something.
That's how you do it.
That's how you do it, exactly. And the dinosaur, I think, is a robot dinosaur.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's like a security measure.
Yeah.
It's pretty great. Yeah. Okay, well, that's great. Good. Speaking of Batman v Superman,
yes.
v Justice, v Dawn, mm-hmm. of, The trailer for that.
Oh, yes.
Where Variety have confirmed. So it's probably... Is it Variety or Verity?
It's Variety.
Some people say Verity.
No, they don't.
I've heard it multiple
times. No, well, they're all wrong. They're confusing with the actual word Verity, which doesn't mean that at all.
And is spelt differently. Yep. Yeah. The Batman v Superman trailer, it's going to be landing with Mad Max, which is on
That's
May
right.
15th.
Yeah.
Which is pretty fantastic. Isn't it?
Sure is. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why that's news, but it's a big movie and we've been waiting for a while, so.
Have we talked about the full Mad Max trailer?
The one that just came out.
Just came out.
Then no.
Oh, yeah. Couldn't have. I mean, I meant personally. I meant to our friends and loved ones.
You've been.
To our family. Fam.
Meeting everybody we know.
Exactly, yeah. Literally everyone we've ever met that we haven't tried to kill, who's tried to kill us, is our family. If Fast and Furious 7 is to be believed.
Which it is.
Yep. Mad Max Fury Road trailer.
Yeah.
Looks great.
Sure. Mm. Pretty nuts. So we got sort of more story, I guess.
Marginally more story, yes.
You know who's done a really good Mad Max breakdown and trailer breakdown? Bandit Incorporated. He's done the three movies and he's done the one of the trailers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. So if you want to know Mad Max stuff, go to Bandit Incorporated's YouTube channel.
Yes.
But yeah, so it's some kind of weird slave world, I guess, where they're using women as slaves and men as organ
harvesting. Yeah, which explains why he's got... All his Mad Max has all his blood type and all his vital all statistics on his back.
Yeah. The tattoo of vital statistics from Asterix.
Yes, exactly.
On his back, yeah.
Who was the chief?
Yes.
He was the chief.
I'd love to do an Asterix episode.
Okay, let's do
but
that.
Not a Tintin episode.
Wow.
I'm against him. He's an idiot.
Because he survives by pure chance all the time.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And Asterix is a goddamn thug, and I love that.
They solve every problem with violence.
It's mostly Roman related, and that's fine. So are you just giving it a skim through?
I'm just
now
giving a bit of a skim. Yeah,
I should probably do the same because I haven't watched it in like a week. The Bandit Incorporated guy also pointed out that it looks like Charlize Theron, the way that she's got her kind of makeup,
yes,
like that she was a guy who worked for this Immortal Joe, because all his kind of minions have that kind of
makeup thing. Well, we've really broken this trailer wide open.
I tell you what, we've learned so many things.
Do you think it's a good balance between original Mad Max and incredibly bizarre Thunderdome?
Yes. Seems to be. I might be wrong.
Mm, yeah.
I'm curious to see how this movie's received. Like, will it be too weird and too kind of nuts?
Yeah. I'm also curious to know if what we're seeing, all the action in the trailer, is just one long extended action sequence.
That's generally how it is in Mad Max, isn't it? There's only been one kind of big action sequence, but I think they'd have to do at least two or three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To satisfy us modern moviegoers.
Exactly. Now, actually, you know, Immortal Joe.
Yes.
He's actually he's played by the same actor who played the villain in the first one, Toe Cutter.
What?
Yeah, same actor.
There you go.
So that dude must be like at least 35.
Yeah. Based on our knowledge of how aging works in Hollywood. Yep, definitely.
Yeah, and I know we've said this before, but you were skeptical. A lot of this looks practical.
Oh, yeah,
I know this stuff
can
definitely be faked with CGI, but I feel like George Miller was smart to kind of go, instead of going, oh, I'll just do it like they do like the prequels in Indiana Jones 4, where just kind of everything's blue screen, I'll just sit back.
Yep,
but it looks like this, they went out there and they're kicking dirt up and dust and crashing cars and flipping shit.
Killing stuntmen,
exactly. In that great, grand old Hollywood tradition.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway, fantastic. Looks pretty good.
Yeah. And there's a guy shooting fire out of an electric guitar
with a big stack of amps.
I'm all for that.
Yeah, me too.
So, fuel or water? What are they after?
I reckon it's something else.
Like gold?
I mean, they seem to have a lot of big cars.
Yeah.
I think they're pretty sorted for fuel.
Yeah, so sure.
I'm going to say it's family. They just want family.
Some people consider this the fifth Mad Max movie, as Waterworld was like fourth.
Nobody's ever said that. You sneaky Pete.
Great. Anyway, Tom Hardy's also signed on to an additional three more Mad Max movies.
Okay.
So fingers crossed this goes well and we'll be Mad Maxing all the way into the future.
Mm.
Great.
Great.
Now, through the slew of April Fool's shenanigans.
Oh, yes, sure.
From this week.
Slew, good use of that word.
Thank
to
you.
Describe April Fool's.
Did any of them trick you in particular?
I think the one you mentioned.
Sure.
It tricked me only because it seemed very inept. And I'm like, oh, this is plausible because it's bad.
It's hard to fake ineptitude. Or is it?
No, it's very easy.
Yeah, yeah. But none of the other ones tricked you or you were impressed?
No.
Google, I think, turned into a bloody Pac-Man or whatever. Google Maps.
It's not an April Fool's.
It's a bloody April Fool's, mate. It was on April Fool's Day, so.
Oh, then it's, I guess it's an April Fool's. You're right, yeah.
Anyway, regardless, the only one, or the only thing, announcement or joke, I guess, of any merit was the Deadpool R-rated reveal.
Mm.
So as you said, you were surprised by it. In the way that it was revealed.
So for people who haven't seen it,
yeah,
just pause now on Google. Just go to YouTube and look up Daredevil R rating. I guess something like that.
Yeah.
And it's like it's Mario Lopez interviewing Ryan Reynolds, and he's like, "Oh, it's the same character from Wolverine," and Ryan Reynolds is like, "It's not," and it's kind of deliberately awkward. And then he's like, "You're gonna make it PG-13." Family friendly, and then Ryan Reynolds is like, "Oh, I don't know if it's gonna be family friendly." And then somebody in a Deadpool costume,
which is right.
That is Ryan Reynolds. Yeah. Okay, well that would make sense.
Yeah,
hits Mario Lopez with a chair, which is what we've all been waiting for. Ultimately, I guess.
Is that Mario Lopez?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
It's like Saved by the Bell.
I've never seen it.
I've
maybe seen 5 seconds. But anyway, yeah. So the thing about an R-rated film is it's a really difficult line to walk. In terms of pleasing fans and making money.
Right.
I actually brought up a list of the highest grossing R-rated films of all time.
Yep.
And even the highest grossing one, you know, pales in comparison to like a Batman or whatever. Uh-huh. Or a Titanic.
Sure.
Which I don't think is R-rated. That guy, when he hit the propeller, he didn't split in half, did he?
No.
That would have been pretty good though. Anyway,
yes.
The top five are Passion of the Christ, American Sniper, Matrix Reloaded, Hangover, Hangover 2, right? Hmm. Passion of the Christ making $611 million, right? So that's best case scenario.
Yes.
Is there any chance that this is going to make $611 million?
It is not, no. It is very much not. Especially if it's no good.
Yeah.
And who's to say whether it's going to be good
or exactly
not.
It. And I feel like for this movie, they're going to have to aim for that 21 Jump Street, the Hangover kind of comedy crowd to get people into this.
Mm.
Because can you imagine anybody who doesn't know who Deadpool is going to see this movie? Like what would get a person in who didn't know this character?
The Marvel banner, I guess.
Okay, sure.
No, but I mean, I think that even though it's not Marvel Studios, I think people at this point are like, oh, Marvel, they do good things.
That's quality.
That's quality. So maybe that's going to bring it over the line. But it's not going to be Avengers $2 billion or whatever. It's not going to happen.
Certainly not. Mm. But like,
and also, I feel that in doing this reveal, and I said this before we started, Mario Lopez gets hit with a chair. There's no blood. Like it's quite a sanitized somebody getting hit in the back with a chair.
There is a swear word.
Yeah. It's fine, yeah.
Not good enough. No. Leaving it to the PG-13.
What
movie,
I want is I want Mario Lopez's F-word. Face to hit the camera, and there'd be that, you know, the lens cracks, and there's a spatter of blood. And then I'd be like, oh, we're on board with this. Because it's kind of like, it's just sort of pantomime.
Sure,
like that
he gets
hit by the chair kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's an indication of what the movie's going to be like.
Okay, fair enough.
But just based on that, I'd be like, well, it's... I don't know.
I feel like best case scenario, this will probably make Kingsman money.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which Kingsman has done, you know, has been pretty solid. But Kingsman also tricked a lot of people into seeing it because of Colin Firth. who's this tricking? Do you know what I mean? To go and see it.
Everybody who loved the Ryan Reynolds romantic comedy, definitely, maybe. Right?
Yeah, that's a solid audience right there.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like as well, though, with this...
Everybody who loved the Ryan Reynolds ensemble... diner-based comedy waiting. Right?
Well, everybody... I have friends who...
Everybody who loved 2011's Green Lantern superhero movie, which was a comedy, I assume, because it was no good and bad.
Yeah. I feel like, though, this is a great opportunity to kind of make fun of a lot of superhero tropes and maybe put a stop to certain things happening.
Yes.
So say, for example, like Deadpool, that costume is dead on, like comic accurate.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you could make, you know, point out the fact that the X-Men have somehow refused to put on colored costumes and things like that. And the Fantastic Four, though, apparently they will be getting colored costumes. They're kind of gray and black and sad and whatever.
Right.
And you could even like point out
they're going to get colorful costumes in the sequel that's been announced. Even though the first one isn't out yet and the previous two films were garbage.
Exactly.
Right.
No, apparently in the Fantastic Four, they will dress up.
Fanforstic.
Fanforstic, sorry. Right. Yeah, yeah. But also they could point out, you know, like the divide between like Marvel and Fox and how they're two separate studios. You could play on that.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
And like even like things like how, oh, the every superhero movie ends with somebody battering down a city.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like there's a whole lot of things you can kind of make fun of and maybe put a stop to. I feel like there's a really good opportunity for that.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not they do it is another question.
Right. You're saying that there is an opportunity to be kind of self-aware and that sort of thing.
Exactly.
But are they going to do that?
Well, yeah.
Is it Fox?
It's Sony. Fox, yeah. It's okay. Fox.
It's not going to be. It's not going to be self-aware.
Well, they even know. Well, look, I feel like they learned from their mistakes or they have from the Deadpool. Uh-huh. I think they're aware of what didn't work about that.
Okay.
And the director he's a first-time director. He's he's predominantly visual effects supervisor. His name's Tim Miller, sorry.
And this is Tim Riches Miller.
And so this is his first big feature.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, because we haven't really seen anything from him. This really could go either way. But it
definitely could.
But the other thing is, do you like Deadpool? You're a comic book guy. You like Deadpool.
I do like Deadpool.
See, a lot of people are of the opinion, and I think I fall into more of this camp, he's okay in small doses.
Yeah. I know. Well, that's where I thought you were going with that. Yes, he is okay in small doses. My fear is that this will just be for people who like Deadpool on the surface level, who's a guy and he says wisecracking things and he just shoots everyone, you know?
Sure, yeah, yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be. But I think he does work best, A, in small doses, B,
in large doses.
In large doses, C, in kind of like that self-aware way where he works with the tropes of, you know, he sort of works against the tropes of comic books and he pokes fun at all of it. And D, when he's interacting with people
who are not aware of that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like it's whenever, like, you know, She-Hulk is aware that she's a comic book character, which is fun in a, you know, in her own solo series or whatever. But I think it also works very well when she's interacting with, you know, characters who don't know.
Yes.
And they just think she's a little bit crazy. And they're just like, oh, yeah, just keep having your fun with your little,
your little make-believe world and whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah. So all in all, this will definitely come out.
This will definitely come out and go one of several ways.
Yeah. And look, like I said, I actually...
Egg will be on our face if, like, Fox is destroyed in an earthquake or something and it never gets released.
Well, there's a little bit of egg on our face. Why in particular? Because last week I said they will definitely not make this R-rated because they won't make money from
it. Right, okay, yeah.
And then lo and behold, they did it. So,
and they're not going to make any money. Correct.
Yeah, but like, you know, to their credit, they have. So,
yeah.
You know, well done in that,
good on them,
in that respect. Yeah.
Here, let's usher in a new age of comic book movies.
Okay.
Okay, great. With Deadpool.
Great.
All
right. Well, now that we've battled through the news.
Oh, yes.
And we learned so many things.
So many things about movies.
Smoking and April, Man. April Fools. Fullingtons and all those kind of...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's the worst time of the internet. It really is. I know we said this last week, but my God. Like, you can... nothing... It's either like something... It's a real news and I'm like, I don't trust this.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's so obvious that I want to gouge my eyes out.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But here's the thing, they fool a lot of people.
Yeah, well, I know.
Maybe. Like a local flavoured milk company in Australia put up a Facebook post that they were releasing a kale-flavoured milk.
Mm.
And a lot of people were fooled by that. Look, there's no way I'm going to drink this. No, sir. So I'll stick to the traditional flavours, thank you. What's this nation coming to?
I've never had kale. People always bang on about how it's not good or really good.
Oh, yeah?
What is it?
Well, like the Deadpool movie, it could go one of several ways.
A lot of blood, yeah. Interesting. Mm. All right. Well, anyway.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of mother. Or sales. I definitely prefer. Don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, NYX, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. You know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect.
Let's get into Fast 7, Furious 7. Oh, here yeah. It was called Fast and Furious 7. Mm-hmm. Over a lot of places...
Sometimes it's Fast 7. Some countries it's Furious 7.
Is it Fast 7?
Sometimes
in some
it's And 7. I don't know. I got you, mate. April Fool's you.
You bloody did.
Yep.
I didn't expect it. Yeah. Did you find it Fast and Furious or Fast and Laborious?
Oh, that's very good.
Thank you. It would have worked better if it was the fourth one.
Yeah. Okay.
April Fool's.
Yeah. Look, I've never seen any of the other Fast and Furious
movies. Well,
that's what
I was going to ask you. Like, yeah. Were you lost?
No, it's totally fine.
Because I went with a friend and he was like, who's that? What is this? Why does he hate
sounds
that guy?
Like...
My friend Barry.
Because it was. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Because it was my friend Barry. That's why it sounds like my friend Barry.
He's not your friend Barry. He's family.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It was mostly about why does this guy hate the Fast and Furious movies and team and family. Sorry.
Yeah. Look, I was not lost at all. It's totally, like, from context clues.
Yeah.
They flat out say it most of the... Like, unless you go into a movie and you're like, who's that guy? I assume at some point, you know, if you just go into the first movie of a series or whatever and you're like, who's that guy? Well, I assume... None of us know because we're in the audience, but we'll assume at some point that will be made clear. Just until then...
Shut up.
Shut up and just try and just concentrate on the movie. That's what... It's fine.
Okay.
You go, who are these two? Oh, clearly they'd had a past relationship. She's lost her memory. I get it. Yeah.
She'll be explaining the story then.
Okay.
I can do it. Okay, do you want to do it? Maybe I should get my friend Barry to do it.
Let's do half and half.
Okay, sure. It's the year, whatever your year it is now.
Yep.
So, it basically picks up directly after the last one.
Yes.
Where at the end, Vin Diesel or The Rock or Paul Walker threw a villain from a speeding plane.
Okay, yep.
I assumed he was dead.
But he's clearly in hospital.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's Dracula Untold, the Dracula Untold guy.
Oh, right, okay.
Do you reckon they got him back or do you reckon they just CGI'd him there? Do you reckon they hired Luke Evans to be like, just sit in a coma?
That's a good question.
Mm. We had an opportunity
we've had this conversation,
We could have asked Luke Evans when we had opportunity to interview the cast.
Are you going to be back for Furious 7 even though you're hurled from a plane? Well, clearly he's inherited his brother's crank gene.
Sure.
He's being hurled out of a plane from thousands of feet in the air.
It was speeding on a 27-mile runway.
Oh,
apparently, because it went for so long, the runway would have had to have been 27 miles.
Oh, that's... Okay, right.
Yeah. Unless it was in a circle.
Maybe it was in a circle.
Yeah.
And so he didn't die.
Apparently not.
But he's got family.
Yeah, boy, does he.
Who, specifically Jason Statham, who wants revenge against the Fast and Furious family.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that opening sequence, although it would have been nice to see... Like, you know, people say show, don't tell.
Yeah.
It would have been nice to see him because, spoiler alert.
Literally at the start.
Yeah, we see the aftermath of what was clearly a spectacular fight sequence.
Yes.
But we don't see the fight sequence.
He bloody the raided himself.
Yeah, exactly.
So, just to be clear, that building was full of SWAT.
Yeah, it looked like they were guarding the bad guy from the previous
film. He just massacred them.
All of them.
Went and be like, this is my bloody brother, look after him.
Yeah.
His bloody family.
Exactly. Isn't it? Yep.
And then he leaves.
Correct.
So basically, Jason Statham, who has a name in this, Shaw?
Yes.
Yeah. He's, well, Shaw the last one.
They're both Shaw.
They're both Shaw.
Last name Shaw.
They're so Shaw.
Yeah.
He wants the, revenge, like you said, and that's where the movie takes us.
Mm-hmm.
So... As far as performances go, were you blown away by the ensemble cast? Oh, we're going to go no spoilers and spoilers. Not that it matters.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Have you seen a Fast and the Furious movie? I've only seen the one. I assume they all go exactly the same way. Rock's great in it.
Yes.
There are a few characters that make vague appearances and then you never see them again.
Yep.
Like his
partner,
European partner.
Yeah. She was the one who
European lady.
She dated Vin Diesel before Vin Diesel's girlfriend came back or whatever, Michelle Rodriguez. She's like, you better go with her because I'm nothing. I have no self-worth.
No self-esteem on that lady.
So she then leaves and whatever.
So The Rock's great.
Yep.
Vin Diesel's suitably gravelly. There's an awful lot of scenes end with somebody saying something tough, like a tough guy thing. You notice that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Every scene ends with, whatever.
Maybe it will be personal. Oh, give a bit good example.
No, that's the best one.
Okay, good.
Yeah. But there's a lot of that. So if you like those, if you like things ending on weird verbal cliffhangers, you like that.
What about so you had some comic relief? You had bloody, what's his name? We'll go through the team.
Okay, right.
Ludacris.
Correct.
Computer hacking guy.
Tyrese Gibson. Yeah, from some of the Transformers movies. Yep.
Paul Walker.
Yep.
Deceased.
Rest in peace, Paul Walker.
We want to talk about how he was worked into this later.
I would say quite, and I never read the script or the original script or any of the original breakdowns or anything, but
yeah,
they did really well, I feel.
What they had.
With what they had, certainly, exactly. Yeah.
Michelle Rodriguez. She's pretty good in everything.
Yep.
Vin Diesel.
Less grumpy than I've seen her in other films.
Because she had no memory of being so grumpy.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
She was on Shaw's team in the last movie.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's like, you've got amnesia.
Ah.
Be in my family.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. And then she was like, no, but the power of real family is better than the power of British family.
What was I going to say? There's a new girl who's from Game of Thrones.
Oh, yes.
Who was in that bus.
Ramsay.
Others.
Yep. Great hair on her.
Great hair. Yeah, fantastic. Mm. Yeah. So look, there was a team.
Sure was a team.
There was also a villains team, but they weren't really a team. It was really just one guy who had some guys that sort of helped him sometimes.
Yeah, it was Jaimon Hounsell.
Yeah.
I think.
Yes.
Yep.
That's him.
Okay, great.
And a bunch of other... what's his name from... does the martial art... Tony Jaa.
Was that Tony Jaa?
That was bloody Tony Jaa.
There you go.
Who I was sure a few years ago he retired. To become like a monk or something.
Oh, yes.
Like for real.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess he's back.
Mm.
Do you feel like he's like, well, the raid are doing what I was doing, but getting more traction. I'm going to come back. Tony Jaa's going to open a can of Tony Jaa on people.
Oh, yes. A jar of Tony Jaa.
Yes. Yeah. And et cetera, et cetera. The cast is good. I think they work well together.
Yep, mm-hmm.
They got like a good kind of chemistry. You can see that they like each other.
Yeah.
Or it appears that way. You got some bloody, what's his name? Kurt Russell.
Yep. Surprise Kurt Russell. Didn't see that coming.
Another part of the story is they want to get the God's Eye, which is basically a machine that can hack into any cell phone, computer, camera, voice system, ATM, whatever.
The thing from The Dark Knight.
Yes.
Except on a larger scale.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so you can track anybody in seconds anywhere in the world.
Right, yeah.
So they need to get that to find Jason Statham's face.
Yes.
And then punch it.
I would just like to point out that, and we'll get into more specifics, the plot doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
Makes no sense at all.
Well, look, before we get into that, the stunts, right?
Yes.
This is what people go to these things for.
Yep.
You can jam your plot, mate.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for putting me in my place. Sometimes it takes the family to put somebody in their place.
You're absolutely right. Is it too ridiculous? Did you find them too ridiculous?
No, I thought they were really good.
Okay.
I
mean, obviously these guys are indestructible.
Yeah.
Except for The Rock.
And there is...
turns out.
And again, we'll get to it. I'll note it down. There are some points where clearly it's intended to be, oh, this is a really tense scene.
Yeah.
And then we'll reveal later on that probably wasn't any need for tension kind of later. We'll get to specifics, but...
Sure.
Like there's kind of some fake tension in
yeah,
there
sure.
kind of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the first action scene, I guess, is sort of that race.
Yep, uh-huh, yep.
I think they feel like we should do a street
Surprise
race.
Surprise Iggy Azalea cameo.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Not a good actor, turns out. But she...
And also keeps that weird American accent.
Yeah.
When she's not rapping. I was not aware of that.
I thought that she didn't. I thought she went...
That's what I'm saying. Maybe the character in the movie.
Yeah, because I'm sure I've seen her interviewed and where she does.
She's from bloody Mullumbimby, mate.
I know nothing of Mullumbimby except it's
my friend Ryan's from Mullumbimby.
I heard it's a shithole.
Yeah, he says that.
your family, Ryan.
Yeah, my family. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I feel like they're like, we should put a street race in this.
Yeah,
just because that's what it was. I don't know if you remember or know, but that's initially what it was, like illegal street racing with sometimes stealing things.
Right, and so the series has sort of evolved to
like the only
weird,
one.
Crazy heist.
Yeah, well, the only one who was, like, Paul Walker was a cop or an FBI agent.
Yeah.
And he initially went undercover to get Vin Diesel to stop
him. Who was just a guy doing street races.
Yeah, to stop him being so fast and furious.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Which he did. And then Vin Diesel disappeared till the end of 3. Because he made a cameo at the end of Tokyo Drift to get the rights of Riddick, which I think I mentioned before.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then he came back for 4, which is no good, and then 5 and 6.
And 5 and 6 are good.
Which are pretty good, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was great. But there's, I guess, the plane scene, that was the one where they dropped out of the plane.
Yep, uh-huh.
What'd you think of that? Because they actually did drop planes out and parachute them.
Looked pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they really did it.
Because they really did it, exactly, yeah. And it was nice to see, I don't know, like Vin Diesel's just stoic. Like he's like, again, for a guy who just did illegal street racing for a while, it's interesting that he can hurl himself out of a plane, assuming that the parachute's gone. He's just like, that's what I'm doing.
It's like, don't worry, the GPS will trigger the thing and whatever.
Yeah.
How do you even land that on a road? Like, you can't steer a parachute from inside a car.
You cannot.
The wheel doesn't work, Mason. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, nonsensical.
You have to suspend disbelief.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever parachuted it?
No. And I won't.
Because you don't want to parachute your pants.
Yeah, very good. My feeling has always been like I always get the sense that I would be up there and I'd be fallen and I'd pull the chute.
Oh, we've talked about
and it wouldn't
yet.
Work. And then I'd pull the backup chute and it wouldn't work. And I'd just be like, well, I did this, didn't I? I paid $500 or whatever it is to short my life by several decades. Great stuff. And then I just
several
think about
decades. You're very ambitious.
Yeah. 200 years. So I wouldn't, is basically what I'm saying.
I think the first time you mentioned that, you pull the ripcord, you're covered in spiders. You pull the ripcord again, you catch fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and then there's the bit with the bus and whatever, and they're trying to catch the bus to get the girl who has the god's eye.
Yep, great.
So there's that, and that was, I thought that was solid. And that was clearly the only action scene that Paul Walker was there for.
Right, yeah.
Because that's the only one where you really see him up close. And there's a lot of Paul Walker hand-to-hand stuff.
Okay.
Because he's hand-to-hand stuff at the end. And I may be wrong, but it's kind of in the dark. And you don't really see it. And the stuff in the building where they leap the car from buildings.
Are you saying that he was not there for that?
If a lot of that he wasn't.
That's
it.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, because I think I knowing going in, and I found that incredibly distracting. They did a good job.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm like, is this real? And I spent the whole time looking for the edges.
Oh, okay, right. I didn't do that.
You just got carried away in the movie magic.
Absolutely, I did. Well, I feel the special effects were good enough and, you know, the visual effects were good enough that I always just, like, I thought that same thing, but the whole time I'm like, I'm glad they have enough footage of him to string it all together. At no point was I like, well, they must have digitally added his face here or whatever. I was just like, well, they must have filmed these sequences and they've just cut together what they had kind of thing.
I feel like the first notable bit of him not being in it was the first time you see him when he's putting his kid in the car, or one of the first times, and then that explosion goes off and whatever. That's in the trailer.
Right, right.
And I was like, I may be wrong.
Yep.
And maybe that's just me seeing something that's not there. Uh-huh. But
Yeah, and again, I am glad that these movies have been really successful, so they have a decent budget.
Yeah.
If they didn't, trying to insert Paul Walker in with a $50 million budget or whatever, would have looked like garbage.
Would have looked like Tron Legacy.
I like Tron Legacy.
With the Jeff Bridges face?
No, I still didn't mind it.
You know
what? It's a weird computer, man. It's
fine. Exactly. That's why I think it works, except for the scene where you see Jeff Bridges in the past.
Oh, yeah.
And he's still a weird computer man.
Yeah, fair enough.
But I think they should have probably made him a little bit more purposefully computery for that to work.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So then when you look at him in the... Anyway, yeah. No, okay.
Jeff Bridges was good in Iron Man and The Big Lebowski.
All of those things he's been good in, yes. I liked, I don't know if I liked it so much, but, you know, they had to put the part where Paul Walker is like, I'm just adjusted to being a regular guy.
Yeah.
But I love being fast and furious, so I wish I, yeah.
He loves the bullets.
There was a fun visual gag where it's, we see the street, this is really early on.
Yeah.
But we see, you know, the street race happen.
Yeah.
And then we see Paul Walker clearly getting ready to...
To street race,
and then it turns out he's in a minivan and he just hops one foot, like in traffic.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun. I like that bit.
Where he's dropping off his kid. Yeah. I think that was initially going to be a subplot of him struggling with being a father and being too fast, too furious.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And then at the end, he's like, I can do both. I'd imagine that that's where that was going to go, because they weren't going to retire Paul Walker.
Right.
Which we'll talk about in a bit. The other action sequence before we get into spoilers, jumping a car from a building to another building.
Is that in the trailer?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great, yeah.
Yeah. That was a little CGI-y, I found.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
Especially with the bit... Oh, we'll talk about that later.
Uh-huh.
And then
did they do any of that live? Did they build like a parking structure and drive it off the thing, or...?
I'd imagine they probably did some of it live, but okay, right. I'd probably not. Yeah, and then at the end, of course, the bit in LA where all the family were banding together.
Yeah, being family.
Yeah. Anyway... We kind of talked about CGI Paul Walker. Oh, the punch-ups. What do you think of the punch-ups?
Pretty good.
Little quick cutting, I found.
Yeah, I thought the Paul Walker fist fight with Tony Jaa
Where he opened a jar of Tony Jaa.
Yeah, where it's jars of Tony Jaa got opened. I thought that was very good.
Yeah.
Enjoyable, yeah. Very solid.
What about the Michelle Rodriguez one?
Yeah, also good with Ronda Rousey.
Yeah. That was cool too.
That was great, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. No, both of those guys can clearly throw down. Girls, sorry, because they're girls, aren't they?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. I wonder if Ronda Rousey has to, like, if she's had to adjust from actually punching, but like if it's difficult to adjust from actually punching people to, like,
not killing someone
instantly. Yeah. Like, Michelle Rodriguez looks pretty tough just generally.
Sure.
But imagine if Ronda Rousey hit her really hard, she'd die immediately.
Yeah.
Like, she's an actor.
Yeah.
Like, she seems pretty tough, but she's an actor. Ronda Rousey would kill her in one punch.
Yeah, well, Ronda Rousey is like pure muscle.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Michelle Rodriguez only has movie muscles. You should say that to her face.
I will. But yeah, no, I think that, you know, at no point was I like, oh, well, clearly this is an actor versus a real MMA fighter. There's no way this would work. It's staged well enough.
It is,
that looks pretty good. Yeah,
yeah, it does. You're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. All right, we're getting into spoilers. So if you don't want to know anything about this movie.
Yep. Anyway, I'm going to say best movie ever.
Yeah, I agree.
It was fun. It's super fun.
It's super fun.
Yeah.
But we'll come back to that or not because
we
just said it. Okay, so look. Fights.
Good start.
Okay. Okay, the God's Eye, right?
Yep.
And this ties into the act of the first big action scenes with the plane.
Yep.
Where they drop out of the plane. They want to get the God's Eye because they want to find Jason Statham.
Right.
The problem is that Jason Statham is literally everywhere.
Yep.
So say they're trying to get onto that bus to get the God's Eye to get Jason Statham.
Mm-hmm.
If Statham rolls up in a specialized buggy, which he has, out of nowhere, shouldn't they be like, stop, let's not go for the bus, let's go for this guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's one of him and there's a family of us.
Yeah, yeah. Or if Kurt Russell was like, we'll give you all the equipment you want, you'd be like, can I have 10 rocket launchers, please? And then when Jason Statham inevitably shows up, you hit his little buggy with 10 rocket launchers, right? And then he's dead.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. I mean, they're all loose cannons, and they're all bloody...
Are any of them not loose cannons? I guess Tyrese is not as much as a loose cannon.
No, he's the loosest cannon there is.
I know, he didn't want to jump out of that bloody plane, mate.
That's what I'm saying. He's loose cannon in that way.
What? And that he doesn't want to do things.
Yeah.
So it goes both ways.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. But he's the wild card. You don't know what he's going to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did he get back?
Who knows? But anyway, the point is that, like, they're there for their fam, obviously.
Yeah.
So, surely, you're right. As soon as Jason Statham shows up, they should have just been like,
this is the guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's get this
guy. Oh, also, if we're talking about action sequences, the sequence where he fights The Rock at the start is very good.
It is, isn't it?
Very enjoyable.
Yeah.
Very well staged. Good, interesting camera work.
Yes.
Like, you know, when one of them
the table, and it, when he's smashing the table and
the camera goes with it or whatever. Or there's a point where, you know, it looks like Statham is on the ropes kind of thing and he jumps up and he grabs the lighting fixture and he hits The Rock in the face with it. That's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, and that felt, even though I feel like The Rock is much stronger than Jason Statham, again, it felt like that.
Statham does feel like
a very dangerous human.
Yeah, like an actual SAS kind of guy.
Yeah, he does.
So that's good. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You're absolutely right.
Anyway, but yeah, plot wise, nonsense. Okay, yeah, that's the thing. Like, these guys, and I again haven't seen any of the previous ones, they do not seem averse to killing people when it's necessary.
Do you mean anybody?
Pretty much any. Well, the family.
Yeah, you're right. Because there's some times when, say, with that bit with the bus, they throw a guy out and he rolls and they drive out of the way of him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Next guy just goes under the wheel or off a cliff or explodes or whatever. Yeah. Like,
so they don't have a problem with just killing people, the cannon fodder, etc.
Yeah.
But for some reason, they seem really intent on bringing Statham to justice.
Yes.
Even though they killed Han, which I guess is their Tokyo Drift mate.
Yeah, he was great. He was really good.
Tokyo Drift guy. They've attempted to kill his child and his wife or whatever. Yeah. And there's especially when they go up in the building in Dubai.
Yes.
Is it Dubai?
Yeah, it's Dubai.
So they want to get the God's Eye chip.
Yeah.
They can't get it out of the car. So they steal the car.
Yes.
They come out of the vault thing. Jason Statham is right there.
Yes.
He's shooting at them.
Yes.
They don't run him over.
They didn't ask for those rocket launches either, did they?
Yeah, that's right. Like, they clip him with the car.
Yeah.
He lives, and then they have to go and track him down again over several more countries. And he's shooting at them.
Yes.
And I think...
And that car is bulletproof?
Yeah, but I think...
Did they specify that?
I think they added that to the script. So it would seem unfair if they killed him. Because if you're in a car that was not bulletproof, somebody was shooting at you, you would be entirely justified to run them over.
Absolutely,
and kill them.
Yeah.
But if your car's bulletproof, it seems unfair to do that. So they just have to clip him, and then they leave, and then they have to chase him down again.
So instead of killing Jason Statham, they'll leap between two buildings.
Correct, yeah. But there's a whole bunch of, like, the sequence on the truck or whatever.
Yeah.
They had so many opportunities to kill him, these people who don't mind killing people. And there's the ultimate bad guy. They don't do anything with him and it has to end in a fist fight.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned before there was a scene that, in particular, that doesn't make sense because of tension.
The sequence with the truck.
Yeah.
You know, there's the buggy seat, you know, the Statham and Vin Diesel are chasing each other in buggies or whatever.
Vin Diesel's like, I've got this.
Yeah, and it's all, you know, there's a lot of danger in what's going to happen. And, you know, is Vin Diesel going to die or whatever? And then at the end, Vin Diesel's cornered by the bad guys.
Yeah.
And he just drives the car off the side of a cliff. And the car has an indestructible roll cage in it. So he could have done that at any point. It would have been fine. He's in no danger at any point.
What I love about that scene is, he's like, they've got him cornered.
Yep.
And he goes, don't worry, I've got this.
Yep.
And then he just drives off the cliff.
Yeah.
Like, that's not having things under control.
Absolutely, is it?
I feel like it's a, like, if he was a real human being, that would have killed both of them.
Yeah.
Like, I've got this does not constitute driving off a cliff.
No, it doesn't. He would have had a different plan.
I thought he had something else.
Well, and also because that car...
I thought he had another parachute or something.
Yeah. Because that car has two extra wheels on the back.
It does too.
What were they for? Does that car just come with two extra wheels?
I guess so.
Great.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of some. Yeah, okay. And there's also the bit where they crash their cars together.
Yep.
Which is dumb.
Yeah.
And then Vin Diesel's like, you've reinforced your car. That's cheating.
Yeah.
All of this is cheating.
Yeah.
All of this is nonsense and cheating. Like, why is that?
And, yeah, exactly. And again, there's the mirror to that at the end where they crash their cars together, but, you know,
Vin Diesel's
got American muscle with the hop thing. And then he comes out and he's got the shotgun.
Yeah.
And then just shoot him.
Yes.
this is how, like, you're okay with killing Jaimon Honsu with a bag full of hand grenades, but you don't want to kill Jay. Why not? Just kill him. It's fine. He's going to kill you.
You know why?
My point is that how do you think this is? You've got two wrenches or whatever.
Yeah.
You're going to beat him to death. What's the difference? Are you going to beat him till he's 99% dead and then give him to the cops?
Like, I guess
so. What's the point?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't answer that question.
But it's just how these movies have to go.
Yeah, you're right.
This kind of action movie is you have to. They have to be intent on bringing them to justice until there's literally no option other than to kill them.
Yeah. I feel like they kept him alive just so they can bring the Shaw brothers back for the next one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's what that is.
Yeah, they're going to team up.
See, when I did my review, I felt the same way. I'm like, I enjoyed it, but it's so dumb.
Mm.
Like,
yeah.
And I also said this in my review. People say, switch your brain off and just enjoy it. I like thinking about these things and being like, wow, that's dumb.
Yeah.
But and then I kind of enjoy it more. And I don't know what it is about these films, but I find that more forgiving. I'm like, yeah. I know what this is.
You're right, exactly.
And yet, for like Transformers, like I've got a question here from Rabia. A lot of people find the Fast and Furious films on the same level as Transformers and wonder why they aren't as universally hated as they are. Do you agree? Whatever. Like, I find the Transformers films, maybe it's the characters or the action scenes that just go forever.
It is the action sequences that go forever.
Mm.
It's the action sequences that go forever. It's the fact that these are hyper-advanced robots that act like children for some reason. Yeah. That is annoying. Like, these guys can be idiots because they're family from the streets.
From the
streets. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah. So that's the answer to that question, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, these action sequences, they might be dumb, but they're snappy.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Like, if you don't like the idea that there's a drone flying around, a weird CGI drone flying around.
So CGI.
In 10 minutes, that sequence is over.
Yeah.
So it's fine. But with any of the Transformers movies, the last battle sequence lasts 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And so if you're not on board at the start, you are exhausted by the end of
it. Yes, that's right.
But this one, if you don't like the car chase, wait 10 minutes, then there's a fist fight or a wrench fight.
Exactly. Mm. You're exactly right. I got some things that I wanted to ask you about.
I'm ready.
Now, at the end,
yes,
they thought, how are we going to beat Statham? We're going to bring him to the city where we live and endanger literally everybody.
I'm sure, yeah.
Like, you could have taken him to the desert or a forest where they were or a big building.
Or a city they don't like.
Yes.
Like, I don't know, Boston. They probably hate people from Boston.
Or Mullumbimby.
Mullumbimby. Yeah, exactly. Plenty of pubs to hide behind, I assume. It's probably a commercial hotel.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I know because like, we've got the home advantage, but that's incredibly selfish. Like, you're not that important as people to justify killing so many civilians.
And, like, cops as
well? Yeah.
I don't... Is the audience of Fast and Furious people that hate cops?
Maybe.
Like, just...
Street racers kind of...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Do you think people would have been like, yeah, dead cops when the drone blows up the cop cars or whatever?
I'm sure there would have been people that...
But, I mean, yeah, exactly. Vin Diesel... Hey, Vin, remember when he killed those cops? Just shoot him. Come on.
What about this? Did Vin Diesel get married in white suit pants and a white singlet?
Yes, he did. Or wife beater, as American friends would say.
You're right. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, that's odd.
Yeah.
Is that all he had?
I guess it was. That's his thing, though.
Yeah.
I guess.
Just button up a shirt, man.
I know. Come on. It's a special day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did Michelle Rodriguez bring Vin Diesel back to life with words?
Or was he faking it?
No, because they were CPRing him, which I assume meant they checked his pulse.
Yeah, yeah.
And his heart wasn't working. Because she was like, get off him!
Mm.
I've got this.
Yeah, right.
Let me just talk to him.
I guess the sequence must have been like, I think they must have gotten his heart going. And it's just like, get off him! And,
they didn't...
and they're like, no, he's fine though, it's fine. I don't know. It wasn't even a great pep talk, really.
No, it wasn't. It was like, I remember everything because I was in the elevator.
Mm. Great.
Okay, the bit where Tyrese Gibson has to distract everybody in Dubai.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, guess what, everybody? It's this girl's birthday.
Yep.
And Ludacris goes, oh my God, he's doing the birthday routine.
Yep.
Is that something that he has done multiple times?
Yeah, must be. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, pretend it's somebody's birthday.
Yeah.
Until security attack him.
Yeah.
So is that, that's like a play of his.
Yeah, that's his thing. Yeah. He's a loose cannon. He's a wild card.
Yeah, that's not being a wild card if you're doing the birthday routine every time.
Oh, yeah, good point. He's not a very good wild card.
No, he's not. He's playing the same card.
Mm.
Okay, I've got this, and then driving off a cliff. Okay, Vin Diesel, this line happened, right, where Vin Diesel says, that's the thing about a street fight, the street always wins.
I remember that. And then he kicks the street, and the street disintegrates. Yep. Also, is his knowledge of the street so vast that he knows when you kick the street, it will break the other guy's street. It won't destroy your street, and you will fall into a pit.
Structural integrity, because he knows those streets.
He knows those streets so well. You're right. Yeah. Do you think people in the audience, like in Los Angeles, are like, yeah, streets. We got this. Streets.
It's pretty great. Yeah. What about, again,
he's letting him fall to his death, presumably.
That was, yeah.
So just shoot him earlier on.
He was fine at the end.
Yeah.
Statham.
He just walked in there like it was nothing.
What kind of prison
crank
was that?
He's got a crank heart.
He does have his crank heart. You're right. What kind of prison was that at the end?
I would go further back and say, what secret organization does Kurt Russell work for? Because it's not the CIA.
I don't know. They have a lot of corona, though.
They did have a lot. So much corona.
Just on hand.
Oh, boy.
That was one of my favorite bits. Oh, try this Belgian beer or whatever. Oh, no, I like corona. Bang. Yep. Bucket of coronas. Yep.
But that's because he'd read his file and he knew he loved coronas.
You just had... How many times did Vin Diesel say corona, though?
Not as many as you'd think.
I reckon it was at least six.
I reckon it was four times maximum.
Okay.
Somebody email in.
Yeah.
James. Email him. Does he love Coronas in all the other movies?
Yeah, it's a big selling point. Right, okay. And the way he drinks a beer, like he grips it.
So you can
like
see the label.
Like a fist, which nobody drinks a beer like that. Mm. You might grab it by the top, but you don't grip it like a monkey.
Right.
You know?
Diesel does.
I feel like Vin Diesel's lost some muscle definition between, like, look at the first one, look at the new one.
Yeah, because he's wearing long sleeve shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why you could get married in a tank top in 4 or 5 or whatever
it was. He didn't get married. That hadn't been seen.
Oh.
As far as I know. Like, they secretly got married.
Ah. Well, that's not much of a... So what they've had to do...
I might be wrong. Right. I might be wrong.
You might be wrong, but you're probably right, because this movie didn't make any sense. What is happening here is, in order to... Like, we're like, how are we going to get her to get her memory back? We don't know how. Let's pretend they got married, and that's the linchpin for her to... There was not another memorable sequence between them in the previous 6 movies that they could use to get her memory back.
Okay,
so they had to manufacture a marriage, which is weird, because it could also imply that Vin Diesel has made it up. Right?
It's entirely
like
possible.
She remembered it, though.
She remembered.
But she's like, I got no memories. And then she goes to sleep every night, and Vin Diesel sneaks in her room and is like, we got married.
Family.
I wore a wife beater. And then it's just, she got inceptioned.
She did, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, good point. Wow, that's
pretty deep, right?
Yeah, that's right. So I feel like in these movies now, because depending on the movie, sometimes they're criminals, sometimes they're police.
Sometimes they're the police, sometimes they're in the secret service.
Yeah,
or something.
I feel like now they're going to be like, for any kind of car-based heist,
yep,
they're going to work for Kurt Russell from now on.
Oh, interesting.
Did you like the bit where they're like, this is Kurt Russell's time to shine, puts on night vision goggles, kills 3 people, gets shot.
Yep. Yeah, I thought that... I don't know, is that a throwback to one of, like, is that an homage to one of his characters?
If anybody, it's, maybe, no, it's not Plissken. You're in a Snake Plissken t-shirt.
I'm in a Snake Plissken t-shirt.
That's awesome.
Pretty good, right?
I
wore that to the cinema, because I wear all my clothes multiple days in a row.
Did anybody notice?
No, nobody noticed, but I'm like, I sort of sunk down in my seat. I'm like, oh, surprise Kurt Russell. Oh, this is embarrassing. I look like I'm the world's biggest Kurt Russell fan.
Nobody knows who Snake Plissken is.
Yeah,
I think you're okay.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. He looked like his character from Death Proof. Could have been that guy.
Maybe that, yeah.
That lunatic. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I don't know he was anyone in particular. I love Kurt Russell, though.
He's good, great.
He's really good.
It's weird that he was not in the Expendables movies.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm.
I've never seen Big Trouble in Little Chinatown.
That's great. It's Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh.
Thank you.
Am I thinking of Chinatown?
You're thinking of Chinatown, yeah.
Which also has Kurt Russell. Correct. No. Thank you. Moving on.
Okay, right. Moving on. Yep, good.
All right. Well, look, before we wrap this up, did you think this was a fitting send-off for Paul Walker? I know people have cried at that end sequence.
I think it was a fitting end sequence for Paul Walker. But then they made that end sequence for Paul Walker and it got a bit too schmaltzy.
Yeah, I found that as
I think if he
well.
Just... They just seen him on the beach or whatever.
Yep.
And then maybe everybody in their cars and drove away.
Sure.
And then maybe they had a look and they were like...
And
his
flies to heaven?
Yeah, he flies into heaven like the car in Greece. But yeah, I think they could have just, they get in their cars, they're both with their fam.
Sure.
And then they go, well, I'll see you later, whatever, and they drive up and they just look and then it's, but to have them just, you know, they both leave and then Paul Walker leaves his family on the beach.
I guess so.
And then, did his family bring two cars, is my question. I guess because so. they get in the cars.
He goes.
Like, yeah, he just drives off on the highway. Where's he going? Is there an off ramp and he just goes all the way? He's like, oh, I've got to take the long way now.
He does a loop, yeah. No, I don't know. I feel like they didn't telegraph that end well either. Because they were like, you're thinking about getting out.
Yeah.
But there was never a point where Paul Walker said, I have to stop this because I've got a family.
Right.
And I felt if you didn't know that he was dead,
yeah,
that would have made fuck all sense.
You're right. Yeah, that's absolutely true. Yeah.
I mean, and it was nice. Like, seeing him with his family and whatever.
Yeah.
Like, that was really nice.
That's for the viewers. That's for the family,
yeah,
who's watched all seven Fast and Furious movies. It's not it's not for your casual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you, you're bloody coming number seven.
Yeah, like, if I didn't know, exactly, if I didn't know Paul Walker was dead, I'd be like, what? I'd be like, were they a couple in the previous movies? Is that what's happening here? Cause,
yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, that's fine, but...
Yeah, whatevs, man.
Yeah.
But now I feel... Yeah, like, it was nice. Mm. But I feel like you probably didn't need the bit on the beach where they're all sitting there going, ah, it's time for Paul Walker to leave or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the additional bit where they go their separate ways. I think you could have had one of those things because it makes no sense if he left his family.
Yeah.
It's like...
On the beach. Boy, when is he coming back?
Yeah.
Ah, we got to reapply sunscreen, but it's all in the car. This is... Oh...
Yeah. Ooh. I also found in scenes as well, Paul Walker's hair changed length because of his brothers. Because a lot of the times it was his brothers with his face put on them.
Oh, interesting.
Which is super weird when you think about it.
Yeah. Are they actors?
No. Oh. No. They're I think they're all younger than him from memory. But yeah, look, it was. And it was nice that, you know, for Paul thing at the end and whatever. And, you know, and obviously... That they're not going to bring him back for any other ones, like, I don't imagine. Even in
how on earth?
Exactly. I mean, but I feel like in 10 years you could, convincingly.
Right, okay, yeah.
I don't think they should.
No, absolutely.
But I feel
not.
Like they could.
Yeah.
You know?
But I mean, 10 years people will have forgotten who he is, I guess.
I don't think so. I think that he's going to James Dean it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Mm. Name five James Dean movies.
I can't.
Exactly.
Giant, yep. Rebel Without a Cause, That's All I Got.
Hmm. Yeah, I can't name five either.
Island of Dr. Moreau. See, I know that's Marlon Brando. Don't send emails.
No, I feel like he's going to become more of a kind of an icon and whatever. And maybe not to the same extent, but yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It sucks he's dead.
I think he's got a big enough fan. You're probably right that he's got a big enough fan base that would happen, yeah.
I'm not saying it will.
Right.
I'm saying it's possible.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. I'd rather it didn't. I feel like it'd be more like there's a picture of him.
Yeah.
And they're like, remember Paul Walker? And they're like, he drove into the sky or whatever.
Yeah. Or they might be, if they do Fast and Furious 8, and I'm sure they will, because it's
billions of dollars. That's
maybe they'll be like, there'll be a cell phone call or something like that, or Skype call or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be like, hey, we're doing this mission. And he's like, look how many kids I have now, kind of thing. And they'll be like, well, see ya.
Do you miss the bullets? He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Who misses being shot at?
No, yeah.
Well, I guess people do. All right, well, I guess I'm going to stick with best movie ever. I think if you're not on board for any of this stuff, steer clear.
Steer very well clear, yeah.
Yeah, but if you know you kind of enjoy these things, then continue to enjoy them.
Yeah. I'm going to go back and watch 5 and 6.
So. Yeah, well, I've been saying you should do that,
I know.
And you did nothing but yell at me.
Correct.
I've actually thought I'd include a new section in this week, if you'd permit it.
Okay.
I've given it a name.
Oh, yes.
It's called Hate Mail. But there's an eight in the hate, in the word, because there's eight of them. There's eight hate mails.
Is that the entire name of the segment?
Correct.
Hate mail, but there's an eight in the hate? Yes. Great, okay, I'm on board now.
Also, just spoiler alert, there's more than eight.
Oh, sure, okay. Now, were these emails we've been sent?
No, these are comments that people made on my Fast and Furious review.
Oh,
I called it best movie ever, but I was like, this is super dumb.
Yeah.
And it is.
Yeah.
I'm right.
Yeah.
But I, you know...
You can enjoy things that are dumb.
Absolutely you can.
Iggy Azalea. I don't know if you can enjoy Iggy Azalea.
I have no knowledge of Iggy Azalea.
No.
Mm.
I know that song Fancy.
Oh yeah, I know
but
that
clearly,
one.
But the only bit people like in that song...
Is the rap.
No, the other bit that isn't the rap by Charlie XCX or whatever.
You're absolutely right. Mm. Okay, this is from Christian. This review is irrelevant and stupid. Furious 7 is one of the best movies of all time. Yes, it is unrealistic, but that's what makes it fun to watch because you don't know what comes next.
Seems fairly reasoned.
This is from the Gaming Melon.
Also, he's clearly missed the part where you said it was the best movie ever or whatever. And, yeah, I did. Yeah, and you said it was fun, so good.
The Gaming Melon says this film is amazing. Whoever commented in this video should fuck off. Don't diss this film like you did, moron.
Look, he's not wrong, is he?
Exil, I fucking hate you.
Great, good.
Straight up. Edgar, who fucking cares what you think about the movie? I'm going to the theater to have fun. It's caps.
All in caps? Right, yep, good.
Vazza, this guy's a fucking dick.
Yep.
Christopher, Mr. Sunday Movies, you're a shitty little thing. I hate you. I thought you'd like this segment.
Yeah, it's really good. I have fun.
I hate you. Fast and Furious 7 is the best movie ever. Which I said!
Yeah! You literally said those words. That's amazing. I would be interested to know if the people who are commenting here are also just commenting the same, more or less the same thing on every other Fast and Furious video.
Me.
Like,
yeah,
they
yeah.
just cut and paste.
Yeah, oh, not at all.
I mean, not cut and paste. They wouldn't understand Control-C, Control-V, but they would type it out again multiple times.
For sure.
Yeah.
This is from Little Q&A.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, you didn't pay attention to the story. Maybe, or Mabwai, you would enjoy it, asshole. Sorry, I'm a big fan of the series. Well, I appreciate the apology.
Sure, yeah, yeah. Look, you're a real asshole, and you're dumb, and you don't get it, but the proviso is I really like those films, so you would understand if I'm a bit biased.
I like that, though. Yeah. I appreciate it. Psychotic Gaming says, shut the fuck up.
Great.
Yusuf says, you are gay. Mel says, yo, bitch, some people have different opinion. Which is true.
That's very true. That's quite deep.
Bashar says, this is a good movie, and it's a respect to Paul Walker, and you're saying it's the worst, man. Shut the fuck up.
Also a really good point.
Last one.
You're getting a lot of thumbs down on that video.
Yeah, a few. Yeah, probably a bit more than usual. Dan Muncher. Hey, fuck. Sorry, I'll start again. Hey, fuck you. This film is for Paul. If you don't like it, shut up. You probably know shit about the story anyway.
I'd say that's fair.
And that was hate mail, but the hate has an eight in it.
Yep, good.
For this week.
Because of the internet.
Because of the internet, yeah. Well, that's Fast and Furious 7. Fury 7, whatever.
We
you
nailed
want to call it.
It.
We did, didn't we?
Mm. I'm sure we've forgotten heaps of stuff in that, but
whatever.
Was, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, you know what it's time for then.
Oh, yep.
What we reading?
What we gonna read.
I'm doing a thing. What are we reading today? You reading anything? You've seen a lot of comedy. Why don't you mention a show that you really like?
Oh, some shows at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Now, you have a lot of comedian friends, so just pick your best one.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, if you're in Melbourne, that's a good question, actually. I might tie it into, like, YouTube stuff, maybe. Have we talked about Auntie Donna on...
We have. I've seen Auntie Donna.
Yeah, yeah. They're great. They're I like them a lot. They've got a show at the Comedy Festival. Just go to YouTube, type in Auntie Donna.
Yeah.
Auntie Donna.
American. Yeah, that's how they say it.
They've got some very funny video clips on YouTube.
Yeah.
Check those out. If you're in Melbourne and you want to see some good shows, the Comedy Festival, Ben Russell has a show called Tokyo Hotel,
mm-hmm.
which is sort of you're sort of taken in this world, this bizarre kind of, this rundown hotel with a series of strange characters. It's kind
just
of theatrical.
Him?
Just him, one man
wow,
show.
Good for him.
Very good.
Does he do yellow face?
He does not. There's no.
Okay, good. just
wanted... There's no yellow face. You know what? That show comes with a no yellow face guarantee.
Okay.
Yeah. He's doing the show till the end of the run. Who's good? Anne Edmonds is very mm-hmm. funny. She's at the top of her game.
Yep.
Just
for
called...
now.
Yeah. Who knows? Boy.
What about Husey? He's losing it.
He's fine. My idea, again, if you're in Melbourne, you've seen the Comedy Festival. If you like a big name, go see a big name.
Yep.
And then maybe see a name you don't know afterwards or beforehand.
Because,
you know, show's an hour long, movies are 2 hours, see two shows. It's great. Alice Fraser has a good show this year. Laura Davis has a good show this year. Bart Freebun has a good show this year. Mm-hmm. Our mate Tommy Dasilo has a good show this year.
My replacement.
Yeah, your replacement, Tommy Dasilo. Yeah. Very, very solid show.
Yeah, he's good. I should go see that, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and the Little Dum Dum Club, of course, do a show. Or
they
are they done now?
They've done some live shows. They do one every Sunday.
Okay,
so check that out. Yeah.
All right, you will.
Yeah. I will.
I think I'm going away next weekend, but I would otherwise. Yeah. Great. Awesome.
Great, yeah.
All right, all of those sound fantastic.
What have you been reading this week?
Well, I haven't seen any comedy yet, but I will. It's
okay,
my plan
good.
This
yeah.
week. I'm reading Rage of Ultron.
Which is the sequel to Age of Ultron.
Sort of, yeah. So it's basically, I've only just started. Every time I go to pick it up.
Oh, Simon Keck is doing a show.
Oh, he is really good.
Yeah, he did a show called Knob Happy Sock about suicide a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. which is very dark, but very good. He won an award for it, and he's doing a show this year called Eating Tiger Dicks. So, see that? It's real.
So
nice.
He covers a lot of different kind of ground.
Yeah, he sure does. Yeah.
Very diverse. Mm. Okay, great. Rage of Ultron.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm sure I've missed a lot of... Maybe next week I'll
I hope your
say some
comedy
shows.
Friends are real angry at you.
Yeah. I'm sure I've missed literally dozens of people whose shows I've seen and enjoyed and who I'm personal friends with
yes.
who will get mad. But they'll never listen to this, so who cares?
Yeah, in their face.
Yeah, in all of their faces.
Yeah, so Rage of Ultron, it's the current Avengers. So, you know, the Falcons, Captain America, female yep. Thor and whatever. Mm-hmm. Ultron basically returns. That's where I'm up to.
Okay, so
every time I go to pick it up, something happens. Like it explodes or whatever.
I thought you meant in your life. Every time I go to pick this up, something happens. There's an explosion. I can't read. I don't have time.
That's
always dealing with explosions.
So many explosions. Yeah. But yeah, because, you know, it's been Easter. Oh, happy Easter, I guess, everybody.
Great. Good and work. You, good work. This is our Easter episode.
What's your favorite Easter movie? Hop. That's the only
that's
one I can
think
of.
That's the only one, yeah.
Yeah, I've got DC.
Imagine if the Die Hard movies were set on Easter.
That would, yeah. Put some grenades in some eggs or something.
Exactly. You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hop, hop, hop. Now I have a machine gun.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, it definitely works, right? Yeah.
I've also got DC Convergence, which I haven't read, because, you know, they're starting that big event where they're merging universes or something.
Great.
I don't know what it is exactly. I don't understand it. Mm. I'm going to try to at some point.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, also, I'm on Plumbing the Death Star this week.
Oh, yes.
Why is the Flash keep putting people in a prison?
Yeah, that is a good point.
So that's literally out right now. Yeah. So if you go to Plumbing the Death Star on iTunes, that'll be there.
Great.
Yeah. So that's what I'm reading. Oh, also, there's a Batman motion comic by Milan Jeftic. No, sorry. He is Milan Jeftic, but his YouTube channel is The Russian Comic Book Geek, and it's Batman Year Zero,
uh-huh.
which was a very good Scott Snyder run, and he's done like a 40-minute video where it's all voiced.
Yep.
And that goes from panel to panel and whatever, and he's got a whole lot of different people doing it, and it's very good.
Good, okay.
Like, you know, some are good and some are not good.
Yes.
This one's very good.
Watchmen comic.
I know you love the Watchmen one.
Not as good.
Yeah, but this is great. So right. Russian comic book geek.
Yeah, yeah.
All those things are great.
Mm-hmm.
And see some comedy.
Yeah.
David Keck.
I've thought of more ones. Adam Knox. Listen closely. We haven't much time. Very good. He's a young guy doing some good stuff. Xavier Michaelides. Show's called Bad Accents and Inconsistent Mimes. So. He's doing a best of show, likely his best stand-up. It's real good.
All right.
Real good.
Anyone else?
That's about it.
All right.
You know what? Email them, tell them Meso Senior. They'll probably give you a discount or something.
They won't.
No, they'll send me an angry email. One of those two.
Because you're making promises.
Stop offering discounts. Jonestown, good sketch comedy show.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Unfortunate name. There's a massacre there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did Guinea they do that
Pigs
on purpose?
Is the name of the show. Yeah, they did.
Okay.
Yeah. It's all I got, but I'll have more next week, probably.
Sure. No worries. Mm. Well, you know what it's time for then? It's also letters time.
Oh, I love letters.
Do you?
They're fine.
Yeah, you're indifferent. Are you ever going to... this is from Bill mm-hmm. from New Jersey, the official over-caffeinated medical student of the podcast.
Great.
Are we ever going to see Agent Coulson in another Marvel movie? I know he's still alive in the MCU on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but I couldn't sit through more than two episodes of that show, which is more than enough time to determine that however he was brought back to life was going to be stupid and unsatisfying.
Alien blood, DNA, brains.
Fair. Mm. Fair assessment. Would they ever bring him back to the Marvel... in a Marvel movie where the majority of the audience is more casual fans of the MCU and would be confused that this guy who died in the first Avengers movie is back for some reason. Anyways, I hope you get around to reading this email. If there's any chance you give me a shout out wishing me luck on my test on the 20th, I would appreciate it.
Good luck on whatever that test is.
Bad luck.
Wow. All right.
No, good luck.
Yeah.
Tests are hard. Medical student, get out of here. That sounds
anyway,
crazy.
Coulson will be back in the movies.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Do you think people will be confused or do you think I think it's enough on TV that even if you don't watch it, there's enough ads for that.
Yeah. And also, I think there'll be... I reckon there'll be a... If he makes another appearance in the Avengers or whatever.
Mm.
And again, I think people will watch them as they come out. Even casual fans are like, well, I saw the Avengers. I may as well see blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I think there'll probably just be a throwaway line.
Which you did.
Yeah, he'll be in...
He's like alien blood, brain, DNA.
Yeah, he'll be... Exactly. They'll do a Joss Whedon style. Where they'll just be like, that was alien blood, whatever. Like, I think... Yeah, there'll just be a sequence where he'll show up in a room with the Avengers and everybody who didn't...
No, they don't know he's alive,
right.
Except for Fury.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I think there might be. Or maybe he'll appear on a monitor or something like that.
And like, they'll be like, what?
Yeah, there'll be a Skype call.
They'd be angry.
Yeah. They'll be like, yeah, look, I'm back.
Maybe that causes civil
war. Or maybe
war.
It'll be off panel where they'll be like, hey, we're still mad at you because
you said
Coulson was dead. Yeah.
And then
I mean, he was technically dead, but then alien blood.
Oh, yeah. So he was right, wasn't
he?
Yeah,
he wasn't wrong. Yeah.
He did put blood on those cards, though.
Yeah, he did. Where'd he get that blood? Coulson.
I hope so.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. I think we're going to probably see less of him in the movies. You know what I'm thinking? I think I'm done with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
For good.
I think I just it's just not that good. I'm sorry, everybody who loves it, but it's just
how are we going to do an end of season wrap up?
We're not.
Great. Good.
But I feel like especially if Daredevil comes out next week, and by all accounts it's amazing.
Uh-huh.
I cannot watch Daredevil and go back to this.
Right, okay, yeah.
You know what I mean? Never go back is our motto, even though we do go back.
Constantly. Yeah. How about this?
It's not terrible. It's just...
It's kind of terrible.
Who cares?
Yeah. How about this? When the season ends, we will just determine what is the best episode of that season. We'll watch that.
Okay.
And we'll judge the entire season based on the best episode.
I can do that.
Yeah. That's what I do for Doctor Who. So
you do that for Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool. This is from Aiden. I just thought I'd share this Star Wars related story with you. I was at my brother-in-law's 40th birthday party and it was pretty boring. My parents were talking to this one man and they called me over and said I'd be interested in his Star Wars story. The man who appeared to be in his late 60s introduced himself as a stormtrooper from A New Hope who banged his head on the door. He was a nice guy. We talked for a while and he promised me a signed photo. Are those lies and empty promises, Mason?
Yes, they are.
You say this guy's lying.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know. It's hard. You'll never know.
To say, yeah.
Yeah. Because my first thought was skeptical.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Then I also think, why would somebody lie about that? But then I think, of course someone would lie about that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what to make of any of that.
Look, I'm just Googling it right now to see if there's any. Okay, so on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
I assume some sort of unofficial Star Wars wiki.
You know Wikipedia.
There's a page titled Unidentified Headbumping Stormtrooper.
Mm.
So, look, people have given it a lot of thought. Let's go to this and see what it says. Burp, 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 burp. Thinking time. Burp, 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 burp. Title is conjectural. Fantastic. Actual name of this subject is pure conjecture. You're right. He probably wasn't born with the name Unidentified Headbumping Stormtrooper. You are correct.
Yeah, I mean, it could be.
They've said he's a human clone. I don't know if that's true. He could just be a recruit. I mean, he is a clone of the Fett, of
some
Jango
of them
Fett.
Are. Some
so,
of them are. It's a mix.
Right, so that would validate his incompetence because he's a Fett and they're terrible at being bounty hunters and whatevers.
They actually added a Fett head bump in Attack of the Clones when, after he fights Obi-Wan in the rain,
yep.
he gets back on his ship and he bumps his head, which is...
Laurie Good recalls bumping his head on set as a stormtrooper, leading many to believe that he may be hit. Michael Leader also recalls a similar event, leading the true identity of this stormtrooper unknown. So if his name was Laurie Good or Michael Leader, email us back. If it wasn't,
liar.
Just punch him next time you see him.
Yeah, but I'd be very interested to know.
Hmm.
Okay. Hey, James.
That's a great story, though. I like
it. I know, right?
Yeah.
Hey, James.
If anybody else from a different area of the world has also been told that story by a different person or the same person.
Yes.
Or if it's a guy going around the world telling people that he's that head-bumping stormtrooper.
Exactly.
And he is or isn't.
Yeah. It's like Vin Diesel tricking Michelle Rodriguez into being married.
Correct. Inceptioned you.
Hey, Jason Mason.
Hello.
Fellow Melburnian person here.
Oh, yes. Go see some shows at the Comedy Festival.
He doesn't want to, he says specifically. Huh. Long-time listener and love the show. In a recent interview, Charlie Cox... brackets Daredevil,
yep.
expresses his hopes of one day seeing the one and only Stiltman introduced into Netflix's Daredevil.
Yes.
Hopefully this news renews Mason's hopes of finally seeing his hero grace the TV cinematic universe. Brackets, but probably not. Happy Easter to you both. Mason, you're not a dickhead. You're both pretty okay. So from the official first listener ever, prove me wrong.
Oh,
we can't.
We
you're
can't.
The bumping stormtrooper
of this podcast. Yeah. Correct.
So there you go. I think there's been a lot of talk of Stiltman. I feel like they're going to work it in.
Yeah.
If they haven't already, I feel like they're going to.
I feel he might be like...
Because he's had other... Wasn't there a Stiltman as well that... There's a guy who's going to be in it who's...
Who was... The character he's playing was Stiltman once.
Yeah.
But he was otherwise the Mauler, who was a guy in like an Iron Man kind of suit. He can sort of fly energy beams, whatever.
Yeah.
Missiles, that sort of stuff. I reckon he might make an appearance. He might not be the full armored suit.
Sure, yeah.
I reckon he might be like a second story.
Yeah.
Like a second story thief kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where he's
snatching babies out of windows.
Snatching babies out of windows, snatching pies off windowsills. Whatever happens in Hell's Kitchen. Probably bad stuff like that. But yeah, a lot of people tweeted me and mentioned that, and I want to see it happen.
Absolutely, yeah. You do. Mm. Last email is from Joshua. James, I have a challenge for Mason. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Don't warn him beforehand. Totally springing on him because he's a dickhead.
Yes.
Did I warn you? Just so we're clear. Just in
you
the
you did intro? Not warn me. No.
I actually forgot this was even.
Oh, great, fantastic.
Name a Marvel hero for every letter of the alphabet from memory. No real names, only superhero aliases.
Can I do it in sequences?
Yes.
Can I do it in bloody?
I'm going to say comic book character, and you can do names.
Oh, you're breaking the rules.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Did he say Marvel only?
Said Marvel, but I'm saying you can do anybody.
Okay. Ant-Man, Blue Beetle.
You went Blue Beetle instead of Batman?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm indie. Catman, Daredevil. That's A through D. I'll do the rest next week.
Elektra.
Yeah.
F. Nick Fury? Does that count?
No.
Furious 7.
Why are we still doing this? I said A through D.
You're not going to do it next week.
All right.
I feel like you're going to forget.
Yeah. Remind me then.
I will.
Yeah.
All right. So next week. Mm-hmm. You can't. No, that's not as fun. You're prepared. No, you won't. Am I kidding?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. That's the show for this week. For those people in the know, I've actually put up our Avengers commentary track.
Yes.
So if you go to Weekly Planet. No, sorry. Weekly Planet. Pod.bandcamp.com.
Yep.
As I changed the email, I mean the address to that.
Yep.
That is right there. You can play it for free.
Yep.
Or you can pay any amount of money for it. In addition to that, it will also be on our Patreon, which I'll do as soon as the show ends.
Also, all the other commentaries are still up, especially Watchmen, which I enjoyed a lot.
That one is the most up of all of them.
Oh, yes, good.
Yeah, because you said especially. Yeah. Like it's special.
It's very
like
special.
It's different, Mason.
Great.
Any of those are fine.
Yes.
Thank you to the Brute and the Basilisk for the themes.
Mm.
Anything else? Oh, yeah. If you go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies and you donate any amount of money, that will be there. And also the Never Go Back episode, which I'll put up in the next 2 weeks, which is where we play the Avengers, Captain America and the Avengers.
Yep.
Which is like a 25-minute video where we go through it, which is that was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Were you spoiler alert, we kind of enjoyed playing that game.
So much.
Yeah, it's good. Anything else? You can find us Weekly Planet Pod on Gmail and Twitter and Facebook.
Correct.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies.
Mm-hmm.
That's the show. So next week, what we're going to try and do, even though I've got that fucking wedding, apparently it comes out early morning Saturday, Daredevil.
Okay.
So I'm going to watch a bunch of him in
this
the morning.
This coming Saturday.
This coming Saturday.
Okay.
I'm going to watch Saturday here. It comes out Friday in the US. Watch a bunch of them that day. I'm going to try and finish them off on Sunday.
Yep.
Even like leave the wedding early and be like, I'm not drinking, see ya. And then do the podcast. So next week, we'll possibly do a full Daredevil review recap with spoilers and non-spoilers.
Unless, and we mentioned this off air, unless it's garbage.
Yes.
In which case, we'll just watch one and then rag on it for an hour.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
But by all accounts, Mason.
Pretty good, yeah.
It's the best thing you'll ever see in your life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I am really excited for this, though.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. Stiltman.
Yep. So, all right. Yep.
That's the show, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a good week, everybody.
Yeah. Grab that gem.
Grab it.
Okay, bye.